This is Coffee at KYUK, conversation between friends and neighbors. Come in and have a cup.
Good morning and welcome to Coffee. I'm Samantha Watson and I'm here in the studio with K300 Race Manager Paul Basil.
Thanks for being here. Good morning.
Good morning. So we are here to talk about the Bogus Creek 150, among other things dog mushing related, but I know that it is, in fact, happening, though I heard there were maybe some concerns about temperature. Looking at these temperatures as a race manager, how does kind of that factor into making that decision?
Sure, yeah, and with our bigger races, when we're looking at weather and conditions and you know, considering the possibility of postponing, it's a board decision. We have a 9-member board who talked at length about the circumstance last night. Right now we think we're going to be able to have a race this weekend. It looks like the temperatures are going to moderate a little bit and the wind isn't going to be too bad. Right now we think we're going to have a race on Saturday. We're going to continue to monitor things, and if the forecast changes and it's going to be blowing another 10 miles per hour, that might be the difference maker. Not that we have a set temperature or set wind chill where we make that decision, but it's we'll take it as it comes.
Yeah, and as like race manager, these are feel like a very different set of conditions are factors in decision making than last year. We had some postponement at the Bogus took place after the K300 last year. In February.
Yeah.
Last year, for a very different reason, for the opposite, right? It was just quite warm.
I mean, it all blurs together, to be honest. But I know there was no snow, and then as we got closer to K300, it got really, really warm and stormy for a while, and just upended our whole season. This year it's been cold, as everybody out here knows, the last few weeks. But as far as our racing schedule goes, we've had our first two races of the season as scheduled, which is, I'm not sure that's ever happened in the years I've been managing.
Mm-hmm.
And now it looks like we're going to be able to do Bogus on schedule as well. Fingers crossed we continue the streak of good luck. And it's not perfect out there by any stretch. Lots of snow drifts and it's really cold. But it's certainly raceable and better than lots of things we've seen.
Yeah, so does it feel, maybe this is an obvious question, but does it feel like pretty good, like the conditions we've been having so far and how the season is shaping up? I know that there's no way to tell. The weather is so variable, but I think the kind of the story of last winter for anyone living here was pretty early on. It was quite warm. It was rainy. The story of this winter so far, across the state, is it's more feeling more like winter. Like, is that making for a more exciting season? Making for your job a little easier? Like, how are you feeling this year versus last year overall?
Yeah, I mean, as far as my job goes, it's the more things that happen as planned, the better, but I never expect them to. I'm feeling really fortunate. But I know from plenty of experience that, things can change tomorrow or next week. And so we just have to, be flexible and nimble and, we just always try to make a race happen, when we can. Just another reason to feel fortunate, folks in the Mattsu Valley until this week had virtually no snow. It's usually the other way around. All those dog mushers that live in Willow and Kinnick and Big Lake, they're all training on beautiful trails, and then they come out here and have to face the ice. This year it's so far been the other way around. And up in Fairbanks, the story has been weeks upon weeks of like 30, 40, 50 below. So for once, we got it sort of good.
Yeah. And I know whenever I ask you about this, you always remind me that you are not a musher. So with that, with that disclaimer, but you know, for someone who speaks with mushers, locally, are you getting the sense, like, what's kind of the temperature been on training? Like, do you feel like folks are coming into the season more prepared with it being colder out here for longer?
The thing I'm hearing is that the last several weeks have been pretty challenging. And, you know, I think there was a warm-up in early December or sometime in there where there was a week or so where teams had to stop training. But now it's been the cold and wind. And that, you know, obviously that big storm a few days ago. I think it's been such that, you know, there's snow, and so when the weather is reasonable enough, mushers are getting out. And certainly some, I think, are feeling like they're in an okay place, but it's been a challenging stretch for sure.
Yeah.
Just different kind of challenging than they're used to, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, always new kinds of challenging. I guess in regards to the bogus, I was kind of thinking about it, as it came after the K300 last year, it was kind of like we had this main event, and then there was this, like, exciting smaller sibling that happened after. But I know it kind of, I don't know, maybe by design or not, if you could speak to it, but it's kind of like this, you know, this first big race, this longer distance race, and it kind of is like this lead up almost to the K300. Mm-hmm. It gets everyone excited. And for that to also be kind of happening on schedule, is pretty cool that it can kind of be this true exciting thing. Do you feel like, I don't know, yeah, like this timing, like I guess what kind of role does the bogus play in the mushing season out here?
Yeah, I mean, there's no simple answer to that. And, you know, I think especially for folks who are new to town, it'd be helpful to know the history of the Bogus Creek 150. I think this is the 38th year, but for the first 33 years or something like that, it happened the same weekend as the K300, as well as the Ack Yak Dash. And so we had all three of these big races in one weekend. And it was really, in a sense, happenstance that it's now been separated. We did it as part of our COVID mitigation plan in 2021. We decided it would be better to break it up and do it differently, and it kind of gave us in that year a test run at some of the novel ways we were doing things for K300. But what we discovered is, we had many more teams in the race, where for years and years there had only been six or seven teams some years doing the Bogus Creek 150. That year I think we had 16. And that was really that was something that we, the K300 race committee, really loved to see. What we also discovered is that it, by separating it out and having it on its own, it kind of cast a brighter light on this other really great race that we have that was kind of the little sibling of the K300 for all those years and overshadowed. And then, as you say, yeah, the reason we've decided to try every year to have it 2 weeks before the K300 is it kind of just adds to the excitement. It just ramps everybody up and kind of even statewide gets some attention on Bethel. People are thinking about our organization and our races. And then another really big compelling thing is that all these mushers get to do the Bogus Creek 150 and the Ack Yak Dash, or the 150 and the K300. They don't have to choose one of those three races. So that's just more racing opportunities for mushers, more money going to their kennels. And so that's, you know, obviously one of our primary goals. But yeah, most years since we've been trying to do it this way, conditions have been such that we couldn't. And so it's more times than not, it's been happening in February after the K300. If it goes as planned this weekend, it's a win for sure. I think it's great for mushing in the region and great for our organization and for fans. So hopefully it all plays out the way we hope.
Yeah, and as I'm speaking to you now, I know you've just, you're like fresh off of marking trail. Could you tell us a little bit about the trail, the route? Is it pretty typical? And then also for folks who maybe aren't familiar, like I haven't been to Bogus, but it is kind of like this in my mind, kind of has it. It's very got its own vibe and its own magic to it. And because you have to kind of remain there for a longer amount of time, it's like not fully a camp out, but it's like kind of this, getting into Bogus, it just seems like a very kind of like a gem of the season in terms of like where you end up and where you go to and from. But anyway, could you tell us about the trail?
Yeah. It appears at this time that we're going to follow the same route that we have in recent years. And our crew is working this week, especially on that upper section of trail above Tuluksac and going to Bogus Creek. And it's all looking pretty good, which is never a given. We'll leave from Bethel on the river near the small boat harbor, up Straight Slough, up the Gweek, and then overland behind Akichuk and Akyak, and then past Tuluksac and on up to Bogus. And it's a really unique event within all of dog mushing. You know, I'm not aware of other races that operate quite this way. There are a number of things about it that are unique, but the crew of volunteers that we have that go up there and set up this camp and then work through the night in the cold, they manage to have a lot of fun and make it a really fun environment. And of course nowadays we're able to live stream from up there, and
yeah.
So those of us who are back here in Bethel or wherever get to at least see a little bit of what it's like up there. It's a really cool event, and I look forward to it every year.
Yeah. Is registration still open, or is registration closed?
Registration is open until Thursday at midnight. So yeah, we're still accepting registrations.
Okay. And are you able to talk about the roster as it stands at all right now?
I can touch on a couple of things. It's in flux, for
yeah.
Sure. But we have 8 teams registered at this time. I do expect some more. Lots of familiar names. Mike Williams Jr., Lewis Pavela, Shoveler Wassily Jr., Herman Phillip, Darren George, Leighton Wassily, Pete Kaiser. One name that maybe is a little bit of a surprise is Raymond Alexi, who's going to be back on the trail. Certainly promises to be a really competitive race.
Yeah. And the names you just read are, like, I know this race is usually pretty local, right? Are there occasionally other folks from outside the region coming, or is this pretty true to like a local race?
Yeah, it would be a difficult race for somebody from out of town to come and do, and to my knowledge, it hasn't happened yet. But one of the things that makes this race unique is that we require a handler crew. So every musher has to have some helpers who go up there by snow machine and set up camp and assist with the dogs, and so. That in particular is a tough thing for somebody coming from another part of the state to coordinate all that. And we also tell mushers from outside that we as an organization don't have the resources to provide all the same assistance in town that we do during K300. We're not going to find them a place to stay. We're not going to help them with transportation. And so all those logistics make it so far too much for anybody to want to take on.
Yeah.
It's all regional teams.
Yeah, and also what was really, stood out to me last year was and that roster of names you read, and I know that there's potentially more to come, but you have these very like seasoned champs with like a lot of younger mushers, and like last year we saw like a lot of the younger mushers doing really well, right. Which was really exciting. So it just seems like. I wonder if this year will kind of be that'll be part of the story again
I think that's going to continue to be part of the story with all of our races. We've couple of them aren't registered yet, but they're, it seems like every year several teenagers competing in these world-class events. And then, you know, there are, we have guys who are in their 50s and 60s racing too, which is also amazing to see.
Yeah, and anything can happen. Like, I think if I'm remembering correctly, Mike Wilmes Jr. hadn't won in the Bogus Creek, I guess, like, the last time was 2006.
That sounds right.
So there was, like, this long gap, and then he came back and then also did really well in other races in this season.
And, you know, probably the main reason that Mike, he wasn't running the Bogus Creek 150 because it was happening at the same time as the K300, which he has done, I don't know how many times, but, you know, probably 12 or 15 times. So, yeah, I think it's great that I think we have a much more competitive Bogus Creek 150 doing it this way, where those K300 mushers like Mike and Pete can do both. But then, you know, it's not a given that they're going to come out on top, because there's all these very competitive teams that tend to train for shorter distances that can really do well in the 150. Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. It's like that separating, that logistical thing of you can't register, you couldn't have registered for both in the past, so now past, is it 5 years, 6 years? Like, it's just cool to see what has kind of unfolded with that. Yeah, so cool.
It's just going to be a really fun weekend. It always is. And I don't know, would you like me to get into the nuts and bolts?
That would be great, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So the start will happen at 3 o'clock on Saturday. As I mentioned earlier, it'll be the start. It's a mass start. It'll be where many of our races start, on the river near the small boat harbor. I think in most recent years, since we started having the start at 3 p.m., teams tend to get to the finish line between 7 and 9 a.m. on Sunday, the first teams. Of course, it's going to be a cold weekend. We hope to see lots of people out there. And, you know, you can drive a ways upriver and see mushers as they go by after the start. But for those who are elsewhere or want to stay home, we will be live streaming as much as we possibly can. That certainly will include the start and finish, and then as much as the cold allows technology to work, we'll be live streaming from the checkpoint as well. That's all. You can see all that on Facebook, but it's on our website, k300.org, as well.
In addition to that, as for KYUK and on the radio, you can tune into the start line here. We'll be live hosting the start line and providing hourly updates with those GPS trackers that you have those mushers take, which is so great. We'll be providing those every hour until 9 p.m. and reading the results. And we will also link to the live stream on our website, so you can find that there as well. All right. Thanks so much, Paul. Yeah.
Thank you, Sam.
That was me, Samantha Watson, speaking with K300 race manager Paul Basil. Thanks so much for listening.
This is Coffee at KYUK.